This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iraqi security forces clashed with the Islamic State group north of Baghdad on Saturday, leaving at least 5 jihadists and 2 pro-government personnel dead. A joint force of army troops and state-sponsored tribal fighters raided an IS hideout in Tarmia, according to a statement from the military. The new raid comes nearly 1 month to the day after twin suicide bombers killed more than 30 people in a packed square in Baghdad. Of late, Iraqi security forces have ramped up their efforts to hunt IS sleeper cells. Abu Yasser al-Asawi, identified as the top IS figure in Iraq, was killed on January 28th. Iraq declared IS territorially defeated in late 2017 after a 3-year fight aided by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and military advisors, and IS attacks in urban areas have dramatically dropped since then. But Iraqi troops have continued to battle IS cells in the country's more remote areas. A wave of airstrikes by Syrian government ally Russia killed at least 21 Islamic State group jihadists in the Syrian desert over the past 24 hours. That's what the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is reporting Saturday. The 21 were killed in at least 130 airstrikes in a vast area stretching from the central province of Homs to the border with Iraq, the British-based monitoring group said. The raids, which began Friday and continued into Saturday, followed a series of IS attacks on government and allied forces that killed at least 8 members of a pro-Damascus militia. In recent months, the vast desert known as the Badia has been the scene of increasingly frequent fighting between the jihadists and government forces backed by Russian air power. This is VOA News. The political future of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is none of the Kremlin's business, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman said Saturday. Navalny earlier in the day lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. A Moscow court did, however, shorten his original jail term by 6 weeks. And in other news from Russia, the country says its scientists have detected the first ever case of transmission of the H5N8 strain of avian flu to humans, and have alerted the World Health Organization. In Australia, Facebook is back at the negotiating table, according to Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaking on Saturday. This after the tech giant this week blocked news sites on its site in the country. Facebook's abrupt decision to stop Australians from sharing news on the site and strip the pages of domestic and foreign news outlets also erased several state government and emergency department accounts, causing widespread anger. 2 people were killed in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, on Saturday when police fired to disperse protesting opponents of a February 1st military coup, emergency workers are saying. It's been the bloodiest day in more than 2 weeks of demonstrations. Protesters took to the streets in several cities and towns with members of ethnic minorities, poets, and transport workers among those demanding an end to military rule and the release of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, as well as others. A Sudanese asylum seeker who fatally stabbed an employee at a migrant reception center in the French city of Pau had no terrorist motive, the Pau prosecutor said on Saturday. The prosecutor said that the assailant was not on a national list of terrorism suspects. Following Friday's attack, the man was detained by staff at the asylum center. The United States has decided to deport to Germany a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard who has been living in America for decades. And in other headlines, Algeria frees more than 30 pro-democracy activists, including a prominent journalist, in the first releases under presidential pardons issued ahead of the second anniversary of a popular uprising. And Britain's Prince Charles visited his father, Philip, on Saturday, where his 99-year-old father is being treated for non-COVID-related symptoms. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.